Sybil.
Happy Tooth Day, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah, happy. Cold.
Aww. Oh, it's December and
I'm
it's cold.
From L.A.
And you're so soft.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cold.
It's December 2nd, Claire. Right. You know, I'm just saying. But it's raining. Did you see all the rain and everything in Los Angeles?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, it's been dry.
Yeah. So
you're going to have mudslides again?
Maybe.
They're talking about how dangerous it is because of all the amount of rain that they've got in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
They're so glad to get rain, though.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. You know?
How's New York?
New York is cold.
Because I'm going today.
You're going? Yeah. You're leaving on a jet plane?
Yeah, got to go. Gotta get out of here.
New York is waiting for you.
Is it snowing in the city?
Okay. They've had the usual this past week.
All right. Good.
Well, I got my fur long johns.
Okay. There's a visual. Thanks for sharing that.
What is he gonna do when it really gets cold?
I know. This is.
Where do you go from fur long johns?
I have never liked.
Player, I can't come to. Work.
I had that hat when you were a little boy with the flaps, you know, like a pilot.
You still have that.
I still have it. I don't like the cold.
An old World War II pilot. Not today's pilot.
And mittens pinned to your sleeve, man.
Yeah.
You had mittens?
Yeah, I had mittens.
You didn't have gloves?
No, I didn't have gloves. Okay, I had mittens, all right?
Because girls it's had
all
mittens.
About, it's all about how you wear mittens. You have to.
Oh, yeah. You have some style to it, man.
Did you have some testosterone?
How'd you rock a mitten?
As a manly man.
How did you rock a mitten?
You have to be proud of your mittens, man. Mm.
And you rock it with all your.
I'm a mitten man. Yes, I am. I'm proud to say I'm a mitten man.
Wow, I hope Tate's
rolling. I only had one, though, so that's a whole other story. Let's not get into that.
Oh, is this another Christmas?
No, I'm just saying.
It's just a winter story?
This is definitely a winter story. One mitten.
Can you share with us?
Well, I lost it, and Mom was refusing to buy more mittens. I mean, what would be the price of a set of mittens, Sybil? I mean, really. How evil could you be to a child and say you lost
it?
Your mittens?
Because
I'm
you want
not
your child
anymore.
It is cheaper than a bike tie. I didn't want to bring that up and take you down.
But since we're here, yes.
And I never had a scarf
previously.
Never had a scarf. Previously on.
We were having Christmas memories. Yes,
Christmas
about
memories.
How I wanted my mom to get just the inner tube or get the bike fixed. And
that's all he wanted for Christmas.
And
he was promised. He was promised every toy in the store.
Because they went through.
They went through. Yeah, good, Super Dave.
Oh, nice.
So J. Anthony Brown, as a child, was promised every
promised
toy.
Every toy. When we went to put stuff
what was
on.
You went to Zayre's?
Zayre's. No longer
layaway.
They put stuff on layaway.
His mama said,
get whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Get it out. Put it
get
in
whatever
basket.
You like.
Whatever you
then
want.
Come
Christmas morning.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. Zero.
So
nothing.
After years of this, he finally figured it out. He says,
What can I do?
What I want is not the toys that you put on layaway and don't get. I just want my tire fixed on my bicycle so I can go out and play with the rest
of the kids.
Yeah.
And look at him. He's removed his glasses. Rubbing his eyes.
You got toys, didn't you, Sybil? Every year.
Yeah, but the difference with me and my dad and giving my Christmas gifts, my dad liked to have a beverage or two. And
while he listened to his Johnny Mathis.
That's a visual.
Exactly.
I don't know Johnny which Mathis. House I would have wanted to be in. Is he getting nothing or listening to Johnny Mathis?
listening to Johnny Mathis while your dad is drinking.
A man's man drinking.
I'm sitting there with one mitten your daddy had on. Johnny Mathis.
And one Christmas, my mom and Santa got together and decided that they wanted me to have the kitchen set. Uh-huh. So you have the refrigerator, you have the stove, and the sink. Well, my dad got to enjoying his beverages so much that all of the things that Santa had left for my dad to put together did not get done because Johnny Mathis got good and the beverage got good. So for Christmas, I got the refrigerator. For Easter, I got the stove. And for my birthday, I got the sink because every holiday, my dad and his. So, but I understand.
You understand. And to this day, you don't cook at all still. You still don't use
it. And can I tell you, it took till this Thanksgiving for me to clear out my stove and make anything.
You did?
What'd you cook?
I made macaroni and cheese.
What?
Yes.
Stuff the presses.
Out of the box?
No. This was all from scratch. I went to the store. I didn't know they had all of these items in the grocery store.
And did you put Johnny Mathis on while you cooked?
In honor of your dad.
In honor of your dad.
How did you know?
And you had a nice tasty beverage.
And I had a little white zin.
That's all you made was macaroni?
Well, because I was taking it. I was taking it to dinner. Yeah.
I bet that macaroni's still there. It's still
there. Do you know how popular this mac and cheese
was? It was that good?
It was good. Right. Of course, they said, I taste something else in this.
Like a tasty beverage or something?
Like a taste of, is it Zinfandel? Is it Moscato? What is it? But I just, you know, for those who couldn't be here.
You put zin in your mac and cheese. Well,
and it put a little zing in there, too. Yes.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, sure. But this was just a little something from this holiday season. And now I can't wait till the next holiday Christmas to make something.
But back to you. One mitten. And you rocked it.
I rocked it.
How did you rock one?
How'd you rock one mitten?
You put both hands in one mitten?
Well, you switch from hand to hand.
And the other hand goes in the pocket?
One goes in the pocket.
Oh, okay.
But you would mess up your look by having your hands in your pocket.
When you high-five people and you pull out a mitten, it loses something. It's not...
Dude.
You know, the dude.
or can I call you dude?
Dude, yeah. And I never had a scarf. You know, it was a nice pillowcase around my neck.
You had a pillowcase?
A pillowcase.
What kind of...
Star Wars pillowcase. Star Wars wasn't even out when I was little. I'm like,
but it was flying saucers.
It was some kind of saucer thing around my neck.
Are you sure it wasn't a teacup and saucer? And
I don't know what it was.
It wasn't a scarf. It was a pillowcase.
It was a pillowcase, yes.
And one mitten.
And one mitten. And what kind of hat?
And your sister's coat.
Okay, you had to bring that up too, huh?
These stories are so sad.
So did you rip off your sister's muff so you could keep that other hand?
I refused to wear
the muff.
I stopped at the muff.
You stopped? You have a line?
I have since enjoyed... No, I'm not going to say that.
Oh, no. Continue.
No.
You enjoyed a nice muff?
Back in the day, you can't rock a muff.
You just can't?
No.
But you
can rock one mitten, but you cannot rock a muff.
But you did learn to enjoy the muff.
As I grew older.
Especially if it's a hand-me-down from your sister. That's your sister's
and
muff.
And a pillowcase around your neck.
Yeah, Star Wars. Star Wars wasn't even invented yet.
And a floppy hat.
This explains so much.
This does. Yeah. You feel my pain now? You see?
No, but I'm having incredible visuals.
Another sad story.
Yeah.
As we sit around the fire.
Now we know what to get you for Christmas.
And husky jeans. Don't even start that one, though.
Oh, we'll see. See.
Yeah. Husky jeans. The word husky.
Next time on Sad Stories Around Christmas for J. Anthony Brown, husky jeans.
Oh, God, I hate husky jeans. Huge word on the back of your
book. Husky.
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 And husky just seems so loud. It does sound loud.
It's not husky.
It's a husky.
Join us again.
That's Jan.
Oh, that's that sound. That's
coming down the hall.
That's the sound of the husky.
Join us again for another sad Christmas story from J. Anthony Brown.